The bipartisan task force looking into alleged voting irregularities says it focused mainly on more than 70,000 same-day registrations last November. The panel says most of the errors are data entry mistakes, such as street numbers being transposed. However, the probe has found more than 100 cases that could involve fraud, about 200 cases where felons may have illegally voted, and there were about 65 falsifications on voter registration forms. U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic is a Bush administration appointee. He says there could be some criminal charges.
What you can expect to see in the coming weeks are charging decisions on individual cases. There is not, you know, the evidence of an overriding conspiracy that links all of this together.
The task force is still working on what to do with an apparent gap of 4,600 between the number of counted votes and the number of Milwaukee voters who cast ballots at the polls or voted absentee. Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann is a Democrat. He says it'll be a challenge to find out why there were more votes than voters.
Was there anything built into the system that triggered that? Some explanation for it? So far, as Steve has pointed out, it varies from ward to ward. The disparity with a few wards actually reporting lower votes than people who voted.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he acknowledges there were voting problems last fall, but he says he's committed to improvements, and he's looking for more resources for things like help for poll workers.
You can't run elections, particularly presidential elections, on the cheap.
Assembly Democratic leader Jim Cruiser says the preliminary findings in Milwaukee show the need to pass an election reform package put forward by Governor Doyle. Republicans have been promoting a photo ID system and claiming John Kerry's 12,000 vote margin over President Bush last fall was due to voter fraud. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.